Hi, from the cockpit, this is Captain Jacob. We're ready to take off down Gilead Lane.
You are cleared for takeoff on runway 19er.
We're just getting started. Here we go.
I don't know if this is going to work.
Keep on the burners.
That's a really good picture of the rocket, Justin.
Oh, thanks, Lauren.
I didn't even know you brought a camera that day.
Yeah, my mom sent it with me, so I just took some shots for the fun of it. Yours was a professional one.
I wouldn't exactly call me a professional. Maybe someday, though.
Hello?
Hi!
Hey!
Thanks for coming into the paper on such short notice. Tiffany's not here yet?
No.
Well, I guess we can get started without her. Oh, what are those?
We were just looking at some pictures from Rocket Club.
I thought Rocket Club was over.
Well, it is, but my mom just got the pictures developed.
Lauren, why didn't you show me these before? These are really great.
I showed you all my pictures. Justin took these.
Justin, I had no idea we had two great photographers at the Quarterly. Maybe you should both take pictures at the air show.
Air show?
Yeah, that's why I asked you all to come in. There's an air show coming to the area, and I'd like to run an article on it in the summer edition of the Quarterly.
And you want both of us to take pictures?
Well, I hadn't thought about Justin for pictures, but that's a great idea. I want you two, and Tiffany, to work on the whole story together.
So we get to go and report on what we see and stuff.
Well, that's the exciting part. You're actually going to get an opportunity to have some behind-the-scenes experiences at the air show.
Like what?
I'm not sure of all the details yet. But I'm pretty sure you won't be disappointed.
Oh, cool.
And, Justin, I was serious about you taking pictures with Lauren. The more pictures we can get at the air show, the better.
Well, Lauren's a lot better at it than I am, Miss Gray. Maybe I should just stick to writing.
No, Justin, Miss Gray's right. Those pictures you took are really good, and we need as many pictures from the air show as possible.
Girls actually used to wear these dresses. What were they thinking?
I don't know, Haley. Can you turn to the right a little?
Yeah, sure. I don't see why we have to cover every time period for this project. I mean, shouldn't we just remember the people in history who knew how to dress?
I guess. Hold still. Okay, is that it for the 1800s?
Yep, I'm picking up the costumes for the 1900s this weekend, so we can start those on Monday.
Hey, guys. Whoa, Haley, playing dress up again?
Ha ha. This is my social studies project, Fashion Through the Ages.
How is it that all your school projects center around the fashion industry?
Huh?
Never mind. Well, this is a great warm-up for your camera for this weekend, huh, Lauren?
What's this weekend?
The air show.
An air show? In cold rain?
Not in cold rain. Close by, though. And Lauren and Tiffany and I get to cover it.
Yeah, Justin and I are both going to be taking pictures.
Yeah. Justin?
Yeah. You know, Haley, maybe you should have Justin take these pictures for you.
Lauren.
No, really, because then you wouldn't have to worry about when I can and can't be here.
Would you, Justin? It'd be so much easier. We could do it right after school.
Well, can't you do it right after school with Lauren?
I have to stay with Patrick until my mom gets home, so we've been having to wait until after dinner to get started.
Yeah, and you were just saying that the light would be so much better for the outside shots if we could do it earlier, weren't you, Lauren?
Yeah, I was.
You really think I could do it, Lauren?
You heard Miss Gray. She thought those pictures you took at Rocket Club were really great.
Yeah, I know, but...
But nothing! Come on, Justin, you have to do it. It'll be perfect!
Well, I wouldn't be able to do it until Monday.
Lauren wouldn't have been able to either.
She's right. Well, I better get going. My mom didn't want me home too late tonight. See you tomorrow, Justin.
Right, tomorrow. Bye, Lauren. So, how many pictures do you need, Haley?
Well, I'm done with the 1800s, but I still have all the 1900s to do. This weekend, I can show you the costumes when I pick them up.
Hello, Coloring Quarterly.
Hello. May I speak to Janet Gray, please?
She's out of the office. May I take a message?
Yes. This is Mac Lewis calling from the county airport. Could you just make sure that Miss Gray knows that the students coming for the jet rides tomorrow need to be there by 8:30?
Okay. We were told 9 before.
Well, we need you here a little earlier so we can get all of you set up in G-suits. Well, we don't want anybody passing out up there.
I'll give her the message.
Well, make sure she gets it, because this is the only time slot we have for these rides, and you can't go up without a G-suit.
Got it. Everyone who needs to know already does.
Okay, we'll see both of you at the air show then. And your parents are meeting us at the gate, right, Lauren?
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much for taking them, Janet. It can get a little hectic trying to get us all out of the door so early in the morning, especially on a Saturday.
Oh, it's no problem at all. I was planning on all of us riding together, but Tiffany said her family didn't carpool.
I see. Well, have fun, you two.
We will, Mom. See you later.
Bye, Aunt Mary.
Bye-bye.
All right. Do we have everything we need?
We're all set.
Wait a minute. Where's your camera, Lauren?
Oh, I must have left it inside.
You never forget your camera.
Yeah, but you have yours, so I probably don't even really need to bring mine.
Lauren, come on. You're the photography intern.
Exactly. So run and grab it. We'll wait for you.
Right.
Let's eat.
Mikey, we just ate breakfast, and I want to go get my face painted.
Yeah, me too. I want to get a hairy jet painted on my face.
A hairier jet, Timmy.
Hairier than what?
No, that's the name, the hairier jet.
So does that have any hair on it?
No, Tim.
We'll look at one later, Timmy. But the first thing we need to do is meet up with Justin and Lauren. This is their day.
Yeah,
that's right. And Kelly and Peter should be here anytime, too. I mean, weren't they supposed to meet us here, Mary?
Yeah, they were.
Isn't that them coming through the gate?
Yeah, and I didn't know Patrick was coming. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Timmy. Hey.
Hi, Kelly. Peter. Hi. Sorry we're late.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks for waiting.
Sure.
Well, we better get over to the Air Force area, right?
Yeah, I can't wait to see the plane they get to fly in.
I know.
I wish I could have gone up there.
So, Tiffany, you ever been up in a jet like this before?
Well, not just like this one, but I've flown in a lot of planes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, well, my family, the Richters, we travel all the time. I've been to Italy, England, all over the Caribbean. France, Paris, of course.
All right, you ready to go up?
Oh, okay. I mean, yes, of course I am.
All right, then, if you'll just step right here.
Hey, you guys, wait up. Hey, what's going on, Tiffany?
Going up in a jet, that's what's going on.
What do you mean? What about us?
Huh? What about you?
Sorry, kids, but all the pilots are ready to go. No time to get you set up in a G-suit now.
A G-suit?
What G-suit?
Yeah, I left a message for your supervisor so you'd know to be here early. You can't go up without the G-suit.
A message? We didn't get any message.
What?
How's Lauren supposed to get pictures if she's not even in a plane?
I heard you're just as good as she is. I guess you guys will just have to work real hard and get all your shots from the balloon later.
What balloon?
The hot air balloon. It's tethered, so it's probably the safer option for you two anyway.
All right, time to go up.
Okay, I'm on my way. Don't make a scene.
Left a message.
So much for the great shots you could have taken.
Or that you could have taken, Justin. Tiffany was right about that.
What?
Never mind.
So we'll be able to hear the pilots over this radio right here, and when I push this button, they can hear what I say to them. Do you all have enough room back there? We usually don't have quite this many people in the control tower.
So we can only hear the pilots?
That's right. Only the pilots can hear the passengers.
Does Justin really get to go up in a plane, Daddy?
I think so, Timmy.
I wish I could ride in a plane.
You're too little, Timmy. You'd toss your cookies for sure.
You get to eat cookies on the plane, too?
Air Force 32 Bravo, maintain runway heading. You are cleared for takeoff on runway 19er.
Roger. 32 Bravo rolling on runway 19er. We'll fly runway heading.
Which plane do you think Justin is in?
How about none of them?
Hey, Justin!
What are you doing?
Did you bring me any cookies?
What happened?
We didn't get there in time to get set up with G-suits and everything. Tiffany went up alone.
Oh, Lauren, they wouldn't wait for you to get set up.
We were supposed to be here early, but we didn't get the message.
And Tiffany did.
Right. We do get to go up in a hot air balloon later, though.
Well, that sounds like fun.
And it's good you're here to listen. You might hear something you'll want to put in your report.
How you doing back there?
Fine. Did I prepare for landing?
Are you kidding? We're just getting started. Here we go.
What was that?
Oh, just a loop. And a fast aileron roll.
The balloon is tethered, so you don't need to worry about a thing. And the pilot should be here any minute. He's filling in today. And he'll be operating the burners and everything, so all you need to do is have fun.
Great.
Where's your camera, Lauren?
Oh, I'm not bringing it.
Why not?
You have yours, Justin. What do we need two for?
Because you're the photographer. Miss Gray just had me take pictures to make sure we had enough.
Justin, listen,
Hey, wait for me!
What are you doing here, Tiffany?
Going up in the balloon. Last time I checked, I was an intern at the quarterly, too.
And that's why you got to go up in the jet, remember?
Just because you weren't there on time, that's no reason to take it out on me.
Are you sure you want to fly in something else?
Yeah, it didn't sound like you were having too much fun up in the jet.
I don't know what that pilot said. I was completely fine. He was the one who couldn't seem to keep the plane right side up. I guess getting a pilot's license isn't as hard as it used to be.
Pilot's here. Who's all going?
I know I am. Where do I board?
Don't worry, Justin. It'll still be cool.
Right. Let's go.
Remember, if anything were to happen, I still have the radio.
Good.
All right, who we got here?
I'm Tiffany. Tiffany Richter.
I'm Justin.
And you, little lady?
Lauren. Lauren Fisher?
All right, well, hop in. Let's have some fun.
Well, I think that's high enough. Wow, I can see tons. Okay, let's go down.
Right, we're not even all the way up yet.
I don't think the view's gonna change all that much. Bring her down, pilot. Come on, Tiffany. Come on yourself, Lauren. Excuse me, pilot?
Name's Wayne, sweetie.
Right. I think we're finished.
Really? You two ready to go down?
Not really.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
All right.
I want to go down!
What's the matter? You're not afraid, are you? I got everything under control.
Yeah, you seem like a real pro.
Oh, are you bored? Sometimes I get really bored up here. I mean, scenery's great and all, but come on. Hopping up here makes it seem a little more exciting.
Is that safe?
Safe? Safe schmafe. Live on the edge, a little kid. Get it? The edge? On the edge of the basket?
are you sure that doesn't throw us off balance?
Man, what a pack of worriers we got up here. We're not even at the end of the ropes yet.
I said, take us down! Tiffany!
Wayne! Oh, that was our pilot who just knocked out of the basket, Tiffany.
Some pilot? At least we can go down now.
Is he all right, Justin? Can you see him?
Yeah.
Oh, he looks hurt.
I think he'll be okay. We weren't that high yet. Hey, is it just me or are we a lot higher than we were before?
They should be bringing us down.
The ropes, they let us go.
What about Justin? Where is he? What happened?
Wayne must have hit the burners just before he fell off. The lift on the balloon was so sudden, it must have come untethered.
Justin. Are they going to be okay? Is someone going up there to get them?
They're going to be fine, Haley. Right, Mom?
Yes.
No, Haley has a point. Who's going up there to get them down?
Sir, there's no way to get someone to help those kids without putting them in more danger. Let's just hope they can keep their heads about them and not panic.
That's all you have to say? My daughter is up there, and all you have to say is, let's hope they don't panic?
All right, calm down, Kelly. We all want them down safe.
Come on, Kelly. Let's go sit over here.
Kids, can you hear me? Are you okay?
Yeah, we're okay. Okay. Okay? Are you kidding me?
You're rising pretty fast. How often are you hitting the burners?
I don't know. I'm just trying to keep us from crashing.
Crashing? Justin!
I know. It's all right. Can you see the control tent from where you are?
No, I can't.
Radar system or something?
Don't they know where we are? This airport is full of nothing but idiots.
Peter, what's happening?
Who let that Richter girl get up here?
Oh, Lauren.
I don't feel so good.
Okay, Lauren, we have a van that's going to be following you. But we need to get your exact location first. What kind of landmarks do you see around you?
There's a lot of trees. Let me see. There's a water tower. I can see a water tower.
Are you close to it?
Not really. There's really nothing around here but trees and power lines.
Lauren, have you pulled the ropes up yet?
Oh, am I supposed to?
Yes, do that right away.
Okay. Justin, can you help me?
Okay.
Come on, you guys. Okay. Can't break it. Come on, there's four. Come on, we can do it. Come on. Okay, quick. I cannot die here. This is important. Get those ropes up. Come on.
Excuse me, Tiffany. Come on.
All right.
Do you need help?
Okay, you guys, come on.
I'm not dying.
Hurry.
Okay, they're in the basket.
All right, now look around. Are you close to any of those power lines? Are you high enough to clear them?
Yeah, we're close to some. They're all over.
Great. Now we're in danger of being electrocuted.
Hit the burners, Lauren. You need to get above those power lines.
I don't know if this is going to work.
Keep on the burners.
Okay, I am.
Oh, Lauren.
It's all right. I think we're gonna make it. Yes? Yes, we cleared them!
Yes. Good job, little lady.
Tiffany, I really need you to stay calm. Why don't you just sit down?
Have they figured out how to get us down yet?
Come on. Looks like it's up to us. Are you feeling okay?
I think
just
I'll be fine.
Get us in this airport.
If we can just get to the ground soon.
I don't believe this. Why aren't they helping us?
Tiffany, they are. We're going to get down safely. Oh, look, there's the van.
Oh, good.
I see the van. They're right below us.
Good. I've just checked their location, and you both should be coming up on an open field where you can land.
You're going to land it too? Are they trying to kill us?
If it weren't for Lauren, Tiffany, we'd have crashed a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, at least we'd be on the ground.
Well, there it is, you guys. We can land. We're heading straight for the field now.
That's where you want to try to land it. That's great that the wind is pushing you there, but if you come down any farther, it might hit a different wind current that could push you in the wrong direction.
So, I should stay up this high?
Until you're directly over the field, yes. And when you get there, just slowly open the parachute valve, and you'll start to come down. Might be a little more.
Amazing.
amazingly, the pilot walked away with only minor injuries. And they've just safely landed the balloon. We'll have more on this, including interviews with these amazing kids on the 11 o'clock news. I'm Hale Clark for WYUV.
Are you all right, Lauren?
Yeah, Mom, I'm fine.
Justin, how do you feel, honey?
Well, it feels good to be on the ground.
Lauren! You were incredible up there, sweetie.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, you sure were. Miss Calm, cool, and collected, huh?
It really wasn't that big a deal.
You guys always get to do all the fun stuff.
I could just have a moment of your time over here, you two. Now, which one of you manned the radio?
Oh, Lauren did. Oh, she was
screaming. I was the one that really got us down safely.
Tiffany, you did not. Lauren was the one.
Don't worry about it, Justin. It doesn't really matter, and it won't make any difference anyway.
So, Tiffany, how exactly did you do it?
It really wasn't that difficult. We Richters are born leaders, after all. So I just calmly took control of the situation.
Were you at all frightened?
I wasn't at all. But the other two really weren't doing so well. I kept them calm, though, by just telling them that we were going to get down safely.
Well, you certainly made sure of that, Tiffany. Congratulations on a job well done.
Six corn dogs, please. You want any, Justin? It might make you feel better.
Yeah. Nothing like a corn dog to settle the stomach.
Exactly. Make that seven.
Oh, I'm sorry about Tiffany, Lauren. You were so great up there, and then she took all the credit.
That's just Tiffany.
Yeah, but it's still not fair. She did it on purpose, and all because she just...
Actually, that's not even what's wrong. I'm used to Tiffany.
Well, then what is it?
It's you.
I knew it. It's this picture thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Justin, I love you and all, and I think it's great that you're good at everything.
Lauren.
But sometimes I just get sick of how, no matter what it is, school, rocket club, now pictures, you end up being better at it than I am.
Lauren, knock it off.
Knock what off?
This insecure thing, it isn't like you.
I'm not insecure.
Yes, you are. You think I'm better at photography than you, so you want to quit.
I don't want to quit.
You're acting like it, giving me Haley's assignment, forgetting your camera, not taking pictures all day. That sounds like quitting to me.
It just turns out that it's not that unique to be able to take a picture.
Yes, it is. You're good at it, and you know it. And it's like smacking God in the face if you throw that gift back at him.
Justin.
Well, I'm serious. He gave you a gift, and you're feeling sorry for yourself because you might not be the best in the world at it.
But maybe it isn't really my gift.
Yes, it is. But no matter what you do, you're always going to find someone who's better at it than you are.
Huh?
And there's always going to be someone who's worse. That can't stop you. The point is, you have a gift and you need to use it.
Poor God. Not for other people, right?
Right. Like that verse in Colossians 3 my dad made me memorize. Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men.
I hear you.
And I know you're right, but oh, it's hard not to compare yourself to everyone else.
Tell me about it. Think about me with any sport when I have Mike Morrison for a brother.
Speaking of, there he is.
Come on, guys. We got your corn dogs.
Coming.
Justin! Lauren!
This is Mr. Clark from WYUV.
Hi.
I wanted to talk to both of you about what happened in the balloon. Especially you, Lauren.
But I thought Tiffany...
Mr. Clark's a better reporter than that. He did his homework and discovered who it really was that brought the balloon down safely.
Well, that's great. So you're going to do the story on Lauren?
I think young photography intern rises to the challenge would make a great story title, don't you?
Definitely.
Lauren, would you mind hanging around for a few minutes so I can get your perspective on the situation?
No, I don't mind.
I need to get going, Justin, but I want you to know I'm proud of you, too. You handled this whole situation very maturely.
Thanks.
Sometimes I just can't believe she's Tom's daughter.
You mean Tiffany?
Mm-hmm. Tom was never like that when we were kids.
You knew Mr. Richard back then?
Oh, we just, went to high school together.
I didn't know that. Are you two still friends?
Well, we're not enemies. But times do change people. Well, I better get going. I'll probably see you Monday, okay?
Right. Monday. Bye, Miss Gray. Lori, you'll never guess who Miss Gray was just talking about.
Who?
Mr. Richter. She knew him in high school.
No way! Do you think she knows anything about all the weird stuff that's been going on?
I don't know, but it'll definitely be something for Operation Lemonade.
Operation Lemonade. Oh, I almost forgot about the attic meeting. Come on, let's go.
Do you know what's really tough? When you love to do something, then you meet someone else who's better at it, but they don't even have to try as hard. It's like you love a sport, so you work really hard at it every day. You dream about how you could do better. You study it, and you work really hard to be the best you can be. Then you come across somebody else who just does it better. And maybe they don't even have to practice a lot. They might not even love the game, but they make it look so easy. When that happens, it feels like they're taking away a part of you. Like they're taking away a part of you that makes you special. Remember what Justin said to Lauren he learned from Colossians 3? The verse is Colossians 3, verse 17. And it's about doing your best at everything you do, not to please others, not to please yourself or make yourself feel special, but always doing your best to show your love and thanks to God for all your abilities He gave you. Today's episode, Aim Higher, was written and directed by Sarah Osinski. The production engineer was Steve O'Dell. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. Down Gilead Lane is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. Be sure to stop by our brand new Gilead website. It's got more fun stuff to do and hear, including a virtual tour of Coleraine. You can even stop by Grace's house for a glass of her famous lemonade. Well, I'm Jacob. Until next time, down Gilead Lane.